This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know, another therapy podcast.
But it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're on The Burt Show.
I noticed something when we were going to go to our singles party on Friday night. We held this bitter ball Friday night for all these singles that didn't have couples, right? There was a definite enthusiasm difference between our interns who were in their 20s and some of the staff that was in their 30s and 40s.
Well, duh.
Leading up to this club appearance.
That's just called science. That's called biology.
20-year-olds are like, woo, let's go party, VIP. 30 and 40-year-olds are like, this thing starts at 10?
Oh, my God.
What time is it over?
And you weren't even there.
I know the feeling, though.
You were busy getting your party on at a retirement resort with your buddy falling asleep at 7 p.m.
MDR. Sleep by 7.
Poor Mo. Oh, my God. We had to be in the club at 10. Weren't even there. Anyway, so I'm not sure if Instagram is listening. I am not sure how it got into my algorithm. Otherwise, this would make no sense for me to play. But this comedian, Nate Bargatze, you guys know him, right?
He's so funny.
So incredibly funny. This video came in my algorithm a couple of days ago, right after Bitterball. And I'm like, this was so perfect for the attitude of the staff, depending on the age, going to Bitterball.
I miss being young. Your 20s are great. You're down for whatever. Your friends call you. They're like, do you want to go? You're like, I'll go. You don't even know where you're going. You're like, I'll move, dude. I'll set my apartment on fire. What do you want to do? Your 30s come, and you're like, where are we going? How late are they open? Is it loud? I am going to drive separate. Your 40s, I'm not going. I'm mad that you thought I would go.
So Bitterball attitude right there.
It really was.
All right, today is follow-up Thursday. Mo, why do we call it follow-up Thursday?
Because you guys come up with a story that you haven't heard or we didn't get closure on, and you ask us for closure, and we dig deep and do the research and find out what story you are referring to, and we get you some closure.
In this case, it was a maybe soon-to-be bride a little bit too enthusiastic about a wedding that she isn't even throwing yet.
She is planning her wedding, though she is not engaged. But I mean, who needs the groom?
Why wait?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and play it right. So this happened October of last year. Caitlin's best friend was planning a beautiful wedding without a fiance. Her friend was convinced that her boyfriend of 3 years would propose at Christmas, so she had her heart set on a fall wedding. Bert and I thought she was jinxing herself by planning a wedding, and Caitlin wanted to talk her out of it. But she decided to be a supportive friend. To her surprise, her friend had already booked and put deposits down on a venue, a caterer, and a photographer. At the time, her boyfriend had no idea she was doing this. We all agreed that Caitlin should continue being supportive and let it play out. So did he ever propose?
Hey, Bird Show. No, he didn't propose to her at Christmas. Nor did he propose before or after. She is still very much unengaged. After Christmas and New Year's passed with no proposal, several of us had a pretty blunt conversation with her. The conversation resulted in her getting angry and leaving. We all felt bad and apologized. We have all agreed and told her we'd support her. So, she is still dead set on her fall wedding plans. Many things have been booked and deposits paid for. She's even got her dress and sent us a link to purchase our bridesmaid dresses. None of us have, obviously. Her boyfriend still has no idea that she is planning the wedding already. However, she is convinced that he will propose in time for her to keep her fall wedding plans. I really do hope she's right. Who knows? Maybe he will propose on Valentine's Day.
Too late.
I'll let you know.
All right, so there's a lot of money on the line here. She's already put deposits down.
Literally.
And I don't think you can get those back, right?
No.
Mm-mm. All right, so
I mean, some. It depends on the venue, and you can get partial stuff back. Others are like, no, once we get the deposit, it's ours.
So there's only one way out of this, and we've been talking about it now for weeks, that it's becoming much more common for a woman to propose to a dude.
Yeah.
So she should propose to him.
Exactly.
That's all that she can do, because you can't stop her. And yeah, she's clearly dead set on this.
Imagine her proposing to him and he says yes, mm-hmm. right? And then immediately after, she's like, okay, by the way, we're getting married on this date. This is the venue.
Yeah.
This is our caterer. This is the meal. This is the flowers.
This is going to take some restraint on her part. So
absolutely.
If she does propose and he says yes, she'll go, she has to not mention the planning at all. Or he'll like say, this is the most psycho thing I've ever heard of.
I would back out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But at where we are now, like at what point does she have to pull the plug on this thing? Say for her, proposing to her man is not an option. She's not willing to do that.
Well, and she's taking a tremendous risk then.
A risk that I don't think is going to pay off.
Or she can keep on planning,
mm-hmm.
and then the day of the wedding, say, hey, I need you to show up at X place at X time, and he shows up to his own wedding.
just bring a tux.
Yes! No, she even already has one there for him.
Oh, yeah, that's all you got to do, show up?
While he's sleeping, she can measure him. She can figure that out.
You got one option, sister. One option. Propose. Get down on that knee and propose right now.
Bingo.
It's The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.
This is the podcast equivalent of drinks with your best mom friends. If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists. Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know another therapy podcast,
but it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.